poll, less than half of Texas Latino voters have positive view of Democrats. By Jacob Bliss on April 21, 2022. Less than half of Texas Latino voters have a positive view of the Democrats, according to a recently released poll from Emerson College. This could be a bad sign for Democrats, who depend highly on their vote in midterm elections. The poll found that only 49% of Latino voters in Texas surveyed said that they have a very or somewhat positive view of the Democrat Party, while only 25% said the same thing about the Republican Party. This could still be a bad sign for the Democrats. The poll was conducted as a part of Emerson College's new nationwide initiative on Latinos to gather information about their attitudes and beliefs. The number of Hispanic-eligible voters continues to rise in the United States. Emerson College hopes to expand the limited data gathered over the years on Latino voters, since typically the sample size has been too small, which allowed candidates and businesses to make false assumptions about Latinos. As there are beginning to be more polls on Latinos than before, Vanessa Cardenas, a Democrat political consultant, told Axios, "I think what we are seeing right now are oversimplified conclusions about a highly diverse community that has always had an independent streak. I believe polls can help bring more attention to the Latino community. Any effort to engage them in the political process and mobilize them is welcomed," Cardenas added. Latino voters make up roughly 13.3% of registered voters in the country, according to Pew Research Center. As Breitbart News has chronicled, establishment media outlets have started to acknowledge that the long-argued gains the Republicans have made with Latino voters under former President Donald Trump proved to be not a one-time deal, but the beginning of a larger trend following Texas's first-in-the-nation primary election. The GOP saw continued strong turnout in the state's southernmost border counties in the latest display that Trump's gains among Hispanic voters were no anomaly, Politico confessed. However, the outlet also noted that after the runoffs on May 24, there could be up to 8 Hispanic Republican nominees, emphasizing that 6 of them could be women, and 2 of them could be out of what used to be a Democrat stronghold, the Rio Grande Valley. This could be a result of the Republican Party dumping money into South Texas and more Hispanic Republicans, especially women, seeking, before and during the campaign season, to weaken Democrat strength in that longtime Democratic stronghold, as Politico noted. Breitbart News reported in March. Since 2016, there have been Republican uprisings happening across the country, according to the Washington Post. Everyday voters, especially Hispanic voters, have turned to the Republican Party after becoming frustrated with one-party Democrat rule in Washington, D.C. As the New York Times wrote, voters and candidates in South Texas claimed that Democrats are destroying a Latino culture built around God, family, and patriotism, and noted that Republican candidates have been building on the party's history of economic, religious, and cultural sentiment over the last decade. For those of us looking for hopeful signs that 2020 was an isolated incident in terms of the drop-off in Latino support for Democrats, we just didn't get that hopeful sign in these primary results, Tom Bonier, CEO of TargetSmart, a Democratic data firm, told Politico. This is evidence that there's more of a challenge there. The poll of Texas Latino voters with Emerson College's new nationwide initiative on Latinos was conducted from March 21 to 28. Respondents were 494 registered Texas voters, and the margin of error was plus or minus 4.3%. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.